Masechet Berachot, Perek Chet, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah here is going to talk about a situation with Mayim Aharonim, as opposed to, as we spoke about in the last Mishnah, which was Mayim Rishonim, Netilat Yadayim. Here we're going to talk about Mayim Aharonim. Mayim Aharonim is the obligation to wash one's hands after a person finishes a bread meal. And the Gemara brings down two reasons for it. Firstly, the Gemara says that a person has to approach Birkat HaMazon and do Birkat HaMazon in a respectful way. So just like we wash for a regular tefillah before we pray in the morning, we're also washing our hands before we approach God in Birkat HaMazon. And the other reason that the Gemara brings down is Hashash Melach Sedomit, a nervousness that some of the salt that was used was salt from the town of Sedom. And that town of Sedom had a certain salt that was very, very strong. And if one touched his eyes after using that salt, it could, God forbid, blind a person. So therefore, a person has to wash to remove the salt from his hands. So that's what the Mishnah is arguing about over here. Mishnah says, Bet Shammai omnim, mechabedin et habayit, ve'ahar kach notlin layadayim. Bet Shammai says, first a person has to sweep up the house, and then he does the mayim aharonim, only after he first sweeps up the floor. And the reason for that, according to Bet Shammai, is there's a separate Isur, a separate prohibition of bizui ochalin. A person has to make sure that he treats food in a very respectful manner, that he doesn't destroy food. And there are situations where a person may have dropped food under the table, and if that piece of food is bigger than a kazayit, a piece of bread that's bigger than 1 ounce, and a person's doing mayim aharonim, it's possible that some of the water of mayim aharonim will spill onto that food and make it inedible. Person's not going to eat bread after water spilled on it. So what a person has to do, he has to sweep up the entire house according to Bet Shammai, and then only after can he do Mayim Aharonim, because there's no more nervousness that water got on bread that was bigger than a kazayit. If there are smaller crumbs over there, there's no issue of bizui ochalin, of making foods inedible, of really destruction of food, of disgracing food. So therefore, Bet Shammai says, first you have to sweep up, then you could do Mayim Aharonim. Mishnah continues with Bet Hillel's opinion. Bet Hillel omrim, notlin layadayim ve'ahar kach mechabedin et habayit. Bet Hillel says, no, you do Mayim Aharonim first. You're allowed to do Mayim Aharonim first, and then afterwards, you could sweep up the room, because there's no concern, according to Bet Hillel, of bizui ochalin. There's no nervousness that a person's going to destroy a piece of bread that's bigger than a kazayit. Why? Because separately, Bet Hillel says that a person is not allowed to use a shamash that's an amharitz. The waiter who's serving you is not allowed to be an amharitz. You're only allowed to use a waiter who's a talmid hacham. Therefore, there's no nervousness that the waiter won't know to pick up the food first, to pick up the pieces of bread that are bigger than a kazayit. So according to Bet Hillel, the waiter already knows to pick up all the pieces of bread that are bigger than a kazayit, to make sure those are removed. And therefore, there's no nervousness that Mayim Aharonim goes first. There's no nervousness that's going to touch the food, and therefore you can do Mayim Aharonim. And even though there may be smaller pieces of bread over there, because you didn't sweep up, it just knows to remove the bigger ones, that's not considered bizui ochalin if it's water is touching pieces of bread that are smaller than a kazayit.